Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dear beloved brothers in Islam and respected guests, Alhamdulillah, today is a very, very fortunate day. We always express our desire to visit Masjid al-Aqsa. Alhamdulillah, today Masjid al-Aqsa has come to us. MashaAllah. This is a great opportunity to benefit from the guest that we have before us. Our esteemed guest is Sheikh Majdi Dawood Muhammad Mafarji, and he is known for coordinating religious activities and ensuring that the needs of the worshippers are met within the Al-Aqsa sanctuary, especially during significant times such as Ramadan. And mashallah, Sheikh is also involved in community leadership work, as he often acts as a bridge between the mosque's administration and the residents of Jerusalem, advocating for the preservation of the site's historical and religious status. And mashallah, Sheikh also supports the visitors that come to Jerusalem. Sheikh is frequently involved in welcoming and guiding delegations and tour groups that visit the blessed land, helping them navigate the complexities of visiting the site. And mashallah, he's also in charge of the hifazat of the site as well, of the precincts of Jerusalem. His role includes participating in efforts to safeguard the Islamic history and the heritage of Al-Aqsa and Al-Quds Al-Sharif. Together with that, mashallah, we're also very fortunate to have Mwana Abdullah Khan with us, who will be giving us the translation. Mwana Muhammad Khan will be giving us the translation as well. تشرفنا جدا بوجودكم معنا تقبل الله جميع جهدكم ونسأل الله أن نلتقي مرة أخرى إن شاء الله.
النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عندما يرى شيء يحبه، فماذا كان يقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عندما كان يرى شيء يحبه أو يسر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ كان يقول بسم الله ما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ونحن عندما نرى هذه الشباب وهذا الجهد العظيم وهذا التكليف والتشريف الكريم، فنحن نحب هذا، نحب هذا جدا وكثيرا. لماذا؟ لأن هذا لا يوجد في بلادنا.
Our beloved guest starts by saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw something which he loved, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a dua. What dua would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make? Can anyone tell us? Gee. MashaAllah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Bismillah, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazed by something, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw something which amazed him, which he loved, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. So our beloved Shaykh says that this is an occasion for him, after seeing this, the beautiful faces of the students and the effort that the students put to sit in front of us, the Shaykh says that this is a dua that came to his mind, and he would make this dua also on this occasion.
ولكن للأسف هذا نحن نراه في بلادكم ولا نراه في بلادنا.
The Shaykh says that the speciality of what he's seeing today, unfortunately, it's something that he does not witness in his country where he comes from. This type of gathering which we are experiencing today, this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which even the Shaykh in his country doesn't experience such a beautiful gathering.
Yes. نحن أيضا ذهبنا بعيدا كي نتعلم ونجلس في هذه المجالس. ذهبنا من فلسطين، من أرض الأنبياء، من أرض الإسراء والمعراج، من ثاني مسجد وضع في الأرض. ذهبنا إلى العلماء، إلى الهند كي نتعلم، وكان لنا الشرف العظيم أن تعرفنا على كثير من أولياء الله الصالحين. ولا نزكي على الله أحد، ورحمة الله على علمائنا وأساتذتنا الذين شرفونا وعلمونا. وكان منهاج تعليمنا كمنهاج تعليمكم أنتم.
Beloved guest says that they had traveled far distances. They had undertook a very lengthy journey to sit in such a gathering like this. They came from a very Mubarak land. They left the land of Palestine, obviously a land we know, which is the land of Mi'raj, a blessed land, the third holiest masjid. And they left all of that and the ulama they left behind to come and sit and learn from the ulama in this country. Ulama that studied in India, ulama that learned the knowledge from India, and they learning from us the same curriculum, the same manner of teaching which we have learned from our ulama in India.
سمعتم عن فلسطين؟ نعم. سمعتم عن فلسطين؟ ما شاء الله. سمعتم عن أحوال فلسطين؟ ما شاء الله. طيب، لا يوجد في فلسطين هذه الاجتماعات، لا يوجد.
So the Sheikh asked if you all heard about the conditions in Palestine. So if you heard about the conditions in Palestine, Sheikh says that there isn't this type of gathering found anywhere in Palestine.
هذا لا يوجد.
This is something that is not found in Palestine.
أطفالنا، أبناؤنا لا يذهبون إلى هذه المجالس.
The children in Palestine, they don't attend, they don't go for such kind of gatherings.
ونحن نتمنى إن شاء الله أن يكون لأطفالنا في فترة قريبة جدا مجلس من هذه المجالس.
And we have great hope, inshallah, that in a very soon we will witness such gatherings in Palestine.
لماذا؟ لأن هذا هو طريق تحرير فلسطين إن شاء الله.
The Sheikh says because this way, this manner, and these type of gatherings will eventually lead to the liberation of Palestine.
هذا المجلس الذي يذكر فيه الله ويحفظ فيه كتاب الله هو أعظم سلاح وجد على الأرض لتحرير العباد من تحرير العباد إلى رب العباد، إرسال قلوبهم مع الله عز وجل، وعبادة الأديان إلى عبادة الرب الرحمن. بهذه الطريق فقط تحرر فلسطين.
Sheikh mentions that these type of gatherings which the remembrance of Allah is mentioned, the gatherings of dhikr, and the manner which these gatherings are partaken in, this will liberate our minds. These gatherings will liberate our minds and it will link us up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once our minds are liberated and the believers worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and we turn away from all the other religions to the religion of Allah, this is the greatest weapon which we possess, which will eventually assist us in liberating Masjid al-Aqsa.
نعم، بالعلم والتعلم فقط، بالعلم والتعلم فقط، بالعلم والتعلم تعود هيبة الإسلام ويعود النظام الحياة إلى الحياة بالعلم والتعلم. نحن نغبطكم ما شاء الله تبارك الله، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. نرجو منكم أنتم أهل العلم في المستقبل، أنتم المفتاح، إن شاء الله تكونوا أنتم، إن شاء الله تكونوا أنتم المفتاح، ويجعل الله على يديكم ويجعل الله على أيديكم إن شاء الله الفلاح والنجاح في الدنيا والآخرة.
The Sheikh says that with knowledge, with the correct knowledge, and with persisting and continuing in learning, you will be able to bring back the glory of Islam. You'll be able to bring back the prestige of Islam, and you will become the keys for the success of this ummah. So this is his advice, that we continue to develop ourselves in ilm, continue to develop ourselves in learning, and we continue to develop ourselves until the ummah is risen to what it used to be.
نرجو من الله عز وجل أن يعظم وأن يبارك إلى علمائكم وإلى أساتذتكم وإلى مشايخكم، وأن يجعلهم في عباده الصالحين، وأن يجعلكم من بعدهم ممن يحمل هذه الأمانة وهذه الرسالة، ويجعل فيها القوة والعزة، ويجعل أعمالكم في الآن في الحاضر وفي المستقبل إن شاء الله خالصة لوجه الله، وأن يتم عليكم نعمة الحفظ ونعمة العلم ونعمة العمل إن شاء الله، ويكون هذا في ميزان حسناتكم وحسنات في من كان من قبلكم. اللهم آمين.
Our beloved guest makes dua for us and makes dua for the ulama of this country. And he says that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the ulama of this country and make the ulama of this country those who carry the true message of Islam, and grant strength and honor to the ulama of this country. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the niyyah and the intention purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve the knowledge that we have and grant us barakah in our knowledge.
وطبعا لا ننسى أهلكم، والديكم وأمهاتكم، هم الذين يرسلونكم إلى هذا المكان لكي يتشرفوا بكم. فأسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يبارك لوالديكم ولوالد والديكم ولوالد والد والد والديكم، وأن يجعلهم في عناية الله، وأن يجعلكم ممن يفتخرون بهم أهليكم، وجعلكم الله عز وجل ممن تقودون هذه الأمة إلى الصراط المستقيم، ويفتح على أيديكم قلوب العباد قبل أن تفتحوا هذه البلاد وغير من هذه البلاد للمسلمين إن شاء الله.
Our beloved Sheikh also says that it's necessary for us to not forget our parents, and he makes dua for our parents and whoever and all those who have sent us to this institute to learn. The Sheikh says that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, and keep them under his care and keep them under his watchful grace. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use them to liberate the hearts of our hearts first, and thereafter to liberate our lands.
هل أنتم مستعدون إن شاء الله من مواصلة هذا الطريق إلى أن تكونوا ليس فقط علماء بل قادة إلى أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ هل أنتم مستعدون؟ قولوا إن شاء الله.
Are you all ready to be not just ulama, not just scholars, but to be leaders of this ummah? Are you all ready? Are you ready to be leaders of this ummah?
الله خير. سبحانك الله وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خير.
Any questions from anyone?
Any questions? Maybe I can understand what it means. I ask you some questions. I have time. Who know about Masjid al-Aqsa? Let me see.
Who knows about Aqsa?
You know? Come. Stand. What you know? Come here. You teach me today. Stand here. Come here. You tell me what you know about Aqsa.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the imam of all the Anbiya, and before he went for Mi'raj. Over
124,000. Oh, this one riwayah, right? Another riwayah, 127,000. Yeah. How many boys? Wait. In the Holy Quran, how many prophets Allah Azza wa Jal, how many names he have in the يعني كم نبي موجود في القرآن؟ طيب الله عز وجل يعني هو 25 فقط مذكور في القرآن، فكيف كان إلى 127 ألف نبي صلوا خلف النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في المسجد الأقصى؟ كيف كان هذا؟ الله عز وجل قال في القرآن ومنهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم لم نقصص. جزاك الله. طيب. This important what he said. The prophet he prayed there behind him 124,000 he said. The another riwayah 127,000. In the whole Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he talk about 27. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, in that night, this is the night for Isra and Mi'raj. When he said Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. لنريه من آياتنا أنه كان هو السميع البصير. In that night, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم he feeling very sad. He lost the daughter, the wife, the uncle, and he back in Taif that time, this night. He back in Taif and he feeling very sad. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he want to give him gift. And he give in that night, the important night. He not happen before and he not came happen after. The important night. And he bring for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the prophets. That 127,000 in the riwayah, the second riwayah. He bring him and he put him in Aqsa, in this land, to wait for who? And the Prophet. All the prophets, he know about Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He know this, the last one. He know this, the last prophet. عليه الصلاة والسلام. He know they have the complete beauty. He have the complete nur. He know. And he's the Mukhtar.
is the Shafi', is the Munir, As-Siraj al-Munir, is the last one. And he know all what happening. He came for one day, big day, the day for Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And this night is the day for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, he want to show him the malakut, the power, everything. In this night he see. When he came, the Prophet alayhi salam, and when he came in the Burak, in the Burak, this like animal, he came in Jannah. He not horse, he not goat. He between horse and donkey. The big story, but I want to show you the important time. The important time in this night is happening when he start Muhammad Sallam to came to Said Aqsa. After he came in the Burak, he put the Burak outside in the mountain, and he slowly he came to Aqsa. He waiting for Muhammad in this night. All the prophets, he waiting. How you stand here like Salah now? Same. No one move. All the prophet, Adam, Idris, Nuh, Shu'aib, all the prophets. You know the names, and the other you don't know the names. He waiting like for Salah, and no one move, and he keep the face in the side when he came Muhammad. No one move. He stand like this, and no one move, and he be shocked. Why? Because he went to see. He know about Muhammad, but he never see him. And this is the minute he went to can see the Prophet. When he start to came Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam inside, and he start to make mulaqat for the Prophet, he hear some voice. He call him, and he said, ya Muhammad, come close. All this story is happening where? Inside Aqsa. Is never happened in another place, only in one place. This Aqsa is important. The Aqsa is important. Why? Because all the lands in Aqsa, the compound inside the Aqsa, he prayed there some prophet. You see Kaaba? The Kaaba there. He pray Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Medina, in the one you go Medina, if you go pray inside the Rauda Sharif, how he feeling? Enjoy. You know why? Ma bayna mihrabi wa raudati, rauda ma bayna minbari wa mihrabi, rauda min riyad al jannah. Especially place Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said. Because he pray there and he teach the Sahaba there. In Aqsa, he pray all the prophets. One time, he never pray before. And he never back to pray after. The important night is happening when he came Muhammad salam. When he hear the voice, he call him, ya Muhammad, come close. The prophets, he opened for him the way. And he came very, very, very close in the Qibla place there. And in that time, Jibreel alayhi salam, he tell him, you make imamat, and behind you all the prophets. That's it? No. He pray, sallallahu alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, he pray the imama, and behind him all the prophets, in one time, and all the angels in the earth and the skies. How many millions
He pray all together in this time. He never pray after, like this number. This is the big meeting is happening in this place. And when he go Mi'raj, you know what mean Mi'raj? What mean Mi'raj?
Ascension to heaven.
And he make mulaqat for who? He meet who? Who he meet there? Who? Who? Oh, he meet Allah Azza wa Jalla. I want to cry. The Prophet, he meet Allah Azza wa Jalla. He not see him, but he meet him. And he back with the big gift. He back with the salawat. Now what you pray here? Allah Azza wa Jalla, he go in the heaven and he bring for you gift. And he give you and give me, give my father, give my family. The salah, the important. The important minute when I am stand with Allah Azza wa Jal, I cry in my heart to tell Allah Azza wa Jal what happening with me. When I pray, I am talk with Allah Azza wa Jal. I am stand in hand Allah Azza wa Jal. He know what I have in a heart. But this time Allah Azza wa Jal give me to ask him. I can ask him any time, but the important time to ask Allah Azza wa Jal, the time for the salah. Jazakum Allah khair. Subhanak Allah bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, one day you meet in Aqsa. Everyone, I give message now, everyone, he must back home. And he tell the family, inshallah, you must think how to go to pray in Aqsa. You ready, inshallah? Jazakumullah khair. Jazakallah khair, Mawlana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.